Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them. We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. And so the question is not a game of battleship where we're counting ships. It's what are our capabilities? And so when I sit down with the Secretary of the Navy and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we determine how are we going to be best able to meet all of our defense needs in a way that also keeps faith with our troops, that also makes sure that our veterans have the kind of support that they need when they come home. And that is not reflected in the kind of budget that you're putting forward because it just doesn't work.
Well, there's the first word of the morning on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this Tuesday, the 23rd of October. Our focus on the presidential debate, the presidential race, pretty much occupy our time, I'm betting, through this whole hour. With your calls and comments at 800-510-8255. Who'd you think did well? That was the president from last night's debate. Let's go for a cut that has Mitt Romney. And well, actually, here is a cut from the debate. Had both candidates talking about the Middle East.
This is obviously an area of great concern to the entire world and to America in particular, which is to see a complete change in the structure and the environment in the Middle East. With the Arab Spring came a great deal of hope that there would be a change towards more moderation, an opportunity for greater participation on the part of women in public life and in economic life in the Middle East. But instead, we've seen in nation after nation a number of disturbing events. Of course, we see in Syria 30,000 civilians having been killed by the military there. We see in Libya an attack apparently by, well, I think we know now, by terrorists of some kind against our people there, four people dead. Our hearts and minds go to them. Mali has been taken over, the northern part of Mali, by Al-Qaeda type individuals. We have in Egypt a Muslim Brotherhood president. And so what we're seeing is a pretty dramatic reversal in the kind of hopes we had for that region. And of course, the greatest threat of all is Iran, 4 years closer to a nuclear weapon. And we're going to have to recognize that we have to do as the president's done. I congratulate him on taking out Osama bin Laden and going after the leadership in Al-Qaeda. But we can't kill our way out of this mess. We're going to have to put in place a very comprehensive and robust strategy to help the world of Islam and other parts of the world reject this radical, violent extremism, which is it's certainly not on the run. It's certainly not hiding. This is a group that is now involved in 10 or 12 countries, and it presents an enormous threat to our friends, to the world, to America, long term, and we must have a comprehensive strategy to help reject this kind of extremism.
My first job as Commander-in-Chief, Bob, is to keep the American people safe, and that's what we've done over the last 4 years. We ended the war in Iraq, refocused our attention on those who actually killed us on 9/11. And as a consequence, Al-Qaeda's core leadership has been decimated. In addition, we're now able to transition out of Afghanistan in a responsible way, making sure that Afghans take responsibility for their own security. And that allows us also to rebuild alliances and make friends around the world to combat future threats. Now, with respect to Libya, as I indicated in the last debate, when we received that phone call, I immediately made sure that, number one, we did everything we could to secure those Americans who were still in harm's way. Number two, that we would investigate exactly what happened. And number three, most importantly, that we would go after those who killed Americans and we would bring them to justice. And that's exactly what we're going to do. But I think it's important to step back and think about what happened in Libya. And keep in mind that I and Americans took leadership in organizing an international coalition that made sure that we were able to, without putting troops on the ground, at the cost of less than what we spent in 2 weeks in Iraq, liberate a country that had been under the yoke of dictatorship for 40 years, got rid of a despot who had killed Americans. And as a consequence, despite this tragedy, you had tens of thousands of Libyans, after the events in Benghazi, marching and saying, America is our friend. We stand with them. Now, that represents the opportunity we have to take advantage of. And, you know, Governor Romney, I'm glad that you agree that we have been successful in going after al-Qaeda. But I have to tell you that, you know, your strategy previously has been one that has been all over the map and is not designed to keep Americans safe or to build on the opportunities that exist in the Middle East.
Do you feel safer now than you did 4 years ago? Maybe one of the questions. Was the president being presidential or petty with the opening remark and some of the other things that have come from him and Mr. Romney? How do you analyze the situation? They just had a conversation about the Middle East. 800-510-8255. So they sat down for the last of the three debates, and I don't know that there was a difference in pace. I don't know if there was a difference between a whole, but I'm not sure anything was gained by either one of them. And as you saw on all of the networks, if you were watching this or listening to it, the polls, pretty much every one of them suggest the same thing. 47% of you like the president and 47% of you like Mitt Romney. So what's in play? What's in play are 6% of you in 9 states. That's what's in play. And, man, you're going to see some shuffling, some fast footwork the next week or 10 days, I'm betting, as the gap for the big prize is sought. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Up next, Afghanistan, with both sides presented here on The Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a discussion of the presidential debate moving on to Afghanistan. Here are the two, Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama, on that.
Well, we're going to be finished by 2014. And when I'm president, we'll make sure we bring our troops out by the end of 2014. The commanders and the generals there are on track to do so. We've seen progress over the past several years. The surge has been successful. And the training program is proceeding at pace. There are now a large number of Afghan security forces, 350,000, that are ready to step in to provide security. And we're going to be able to make that transition by the end of 2014. So our troops will come home at that point. I can tell you at the same time that that we will make sure that we look at what's happening in Pakistan and recognize that what's happening in Pakistan is going to have a major impact on the success in Afghanistan. And I say that because I know a lot of people just feel like we should just brush our hands and walk away. And I don't mean you, Mr. President, but some people in the in our nation feel that Pakistan is being nice to us and that we should just walk away from them. But Pakistan is important to the region, to the world, and to us, because Pakistan has 100 nuclear warheads. And they're rushing to build a lot more. They'll have more than Great Britain sometime in the relatively near future. They also have the Haqqani network and the Taliban existent within their country. And so a Pakistan that falls apart, becomes a failed state, would be of extraordinary danger to Afghanistan and to us. And so we're going to have to remain helpful in encouraging Pakistan to move towards a more stable government and rebuild a relationship with us. And that means that our aid that we provide to Pakistan is going to have to be conditioned upon certain benchmarks being met.
When I came into office, we were still bogged down in Iraq, and Afghanistan had been drifting for a decade. We ended the war in Iraq, refocused our attention on Afghanistan, and we did deliver a surge of troops. That was facilitated in part because we had ended the war in Iraq. And we are now in a position where we have met many of the objectives that got us there in the first place. Part of what had happened is we'd forgotten why we had gone. We went because there were people who were responsible for 3,000 American deaths. And so we decimated Al-Qaeda's core leadership in the border regions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. We then started to build up Afghan forces. And we're now in a position where we can transition out, because there's no reason why Americans should die when Afghans are perfectly capable of defending their own country. Now, that transition has to take place in a responsible fashion. We've been there a long time, and we've got to make sure that we and our coalition partners are pulling out responsibly and giving Afghans the capabilities that they need. But what I think the American people recognize is after a decade of war, it's time to do some nation building here at home. And what we can now do is free up some resources to, for example, put Americans back to work, especially our veterans, rebuilding our roads, our bridges, our schools, making sure that our veterans are getting the care that they need when it comes to post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, making sure that the certifications that they need for good jobs of the future are in place. You know, I was having lunch with a veteran in Minnesota who had been a medic dealing with the most extreme circumstances. When he came home and he wanted to become a nurse, he had to start from scratch. And what we've said is, let's change those certifications. The First Lady has done great work with an organization called Joining Forces, putting our veterans back to work. And as a consequence, veterans' unemployment is actually now lower than general population. It was higher when I came into office. So those are the kinds of things that we can now do because we're making that transition in Afghanistan.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an air airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And certainly today, through the end of the week, maybe on into the next week or so, the debate will be front and center, certainly today and tomorrow. I'm guessing it'll be on the top of the heap as the reviews come in. And I saw one headline, Obama on the attack in foreign policy, but Romney steady. So let's listen to them discuss China first. Mr. Romney in the debate.
China has an interest that's very much like ours in one respect, and that is they want a stable world. They don't want war. They don't want to see protectionism. They don't want to see the world break out into various forms of chaos, because they have to manufacture goods and put people to work. They have about 20 million rather people coming out of the farms every year, coming into the cities, needing jobs. So they want the economy to work and the world to be free and open. And so we can be a partner with China. We don't have to be an adversary in any way, shape, or form. We can work with them. We can collaborate with them if they're willing to be responsible. Now, they look at us and say, is it a good idea to be with America? How strong are we going to be? How strong is our economy? They look at the fact that we owe them $1 trillion and owe other people $16 trillion in total, including them. They look at our decision to cut back on our military capabilities. $1 trillion. The Secretary of Defense called these $1 trillion of cuts to our military devastating. It's not my term. It's the President's own Secretary of Defense called them devastating. They look at America's commitments around the world, and they see what's happening, and they say, well, okay, is America going to be strong? And the answer is yes. If I'm President, America will be very strong. We'll also make sure that we have trade relations with China that work for us. I've watched year in and year out as companies have shut down and people have lost their jobs because China has not played by the same rules. In part by holding down artificially the value of their currency, it holds down the prices of their goods. It means our goods aren't as competitive and we lose jobs. That's got to end. They're making some progress. They need to make more. That's why on day one I will label them a currency manipulator, which allows us to apply tariffs where they're taking jobs. They're stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs, our technology, hacking into our computers, counterfeiting our goods. They have to understand, we want to trade with them, we want a world that's stable, we like free enterprise, but you've got to play by the rules.
With respect to China, China's both an adversary, but also a potential partner in the international community if it's following the rules. So my attitude coming into office was that we are going to insist that China plays by the same rules as everybody else. And I know Americans had seen jobs being shipped overseas, businesses and workers not getting a level playing field when it came to trade. And that's the reason why I set up a trade task force to go after cheaters when it came to international trade. That's the reason why we have brought more cases against China for violating trade rules than the previous administration had done in two terms. And we've won just about every case that we filed, that has been decided. In fact, just recently, steel workers in Ohio and throughout the Midwest, Pennsylvania, are in a position now to sell steel to China because we won that case. We had a tire case in which they were flooding us with cheap domestic tires or cheap Chinese tires. And we put a stop to it. And as a consequence, saved jobs throughout America. I have to say that Governor Romney criticized me for being too tough in that tire case. Said this wouldn't be good for American workers and that it would be protectionist. But I tell you, those workers don't feel that way. They feel as if they had finally an administration who was going to take this issue seriously. Over the long term, in order for us to compete with China, we've also got to make sure, though, that we're taking care of business here at home. If we don't have the best education system in the world, if we don't continue to put money into research and technology that will allow us to create great businesses here in the United States, that's how we lose the competition. And unfortunately, Governor Romney's budget and his proposals would not allow us to make those investments.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-size company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At 33 past the hour on the Tuesday edition, the debate, and that's what we're discussing basically. What impact did it have on you? 800-510-8255 if you watched it. We'll get into some of the comments. We spent the first part of the hour actually listening to some of the experts between, take two, Doug. Some of the outtakes of what really was... I don't think it changed anybody's mind. That's my sense of it, but you tell me what your sense of it. 800-510-8255. How do you really feel? What do you think the sense of do you win or lose? You know, people always want to measure it that way. Tony, winners and losers last night?
Basically, round one goes Mitt Romney, round two to Obama for the great smoke screen, but last night... Mitt Romney picked on something I don't think a lot of people picked up, is was when he traveled around the world on his apology tour, he skipped Israel. Obama said he went to Israel. That was before he got in office. But after he got in office, he never went back. And every time a prime minister requests to talk with him, he's too busy in Hollywood.
All right. So we got your point of view. 800-510-8255. And lots more of those to come. The president and Mitt Romney in Boca Raton talking about Afghanistan, Pakistan, Israel, Iran, China. Obama accused Romney's foreign policy of being stuck in the past. Romney criticized Obama's response to Arab Spring. Romney repeatedly stated that Iran is 4 years closer to a nuclear weapon. Obama attacked Romney's suggestion of giving heavy weapons to the Syrian opposition. And the military spending discussion continued. All right, let's listen to some of these political analysts and strategists, including Joe Trippi, who thought the president was on top last night.
I just want to call this debate the big hug, because I think that's what Romney was doing. He decided he was going to hug Obama on policy after policy, not disagree with him. It was amazing. Agreed with him on Syria, not sending troops in, agreed with him on Iran, said we should have the catastrophic tough sanctions, but he would have done it a little earlier. All of it was, trying to, the strategy was to not let Obama paint him as the reckless guy who was going to take the country to war. So he was in there with principles for peace and agreeing with the president far more than disagreeing with him, and didn't even take him on the Libya and Benghazi stuff, which was, literally walked away from the question without really engaging on it. I think that the president was very aggressive and all all, and it's hard to win a debate when you're not in that mode, in the aggressive mode that we saw Romney in the first debate, and the president was more passive. I think we saw a switch in roles, nowhere near the differential in that first debate, but I think the president had an edge tonight.
Of course you do, because you're a supporter of the president, and that's to be expected. So now let's go on to the other side from Fox, Charles Krauthammer, disagreeing with Mr. Trippi.
I think it's unequivocal Romney won, and he didn't just win tactically, but strategically. Strategically, all he needed to do was basically draw. He needed to continue the momentum he's had since the first debate, and this will continue it. Tactically, he simply had to get up there and show that he's a competent man, as somebody you could trust as commander-in-chief, a man who knows every area of the globe, and he gave a lot of interesting extra details, like the Haqqani network, which gave the impression that he knows what he's talking about. But there's a third level here, and that is what actually happened in the debate. We can argue about the small points or the debating points. Romney went large. Obama went very, very small, shockingly small. Romney made a strategic decision not to go after the president on Libya or Syria or other areas where Obama could accuse him of being a Bush-like warmonger. Now, I would have gone after Obama on Libya with a baseball bat, but that's why Romney has won elections, and I never had even contested them. He decided to stay away from that, and I think that actually might have worked for him. What he did concentrate on is the big picture. People don't care that much about what our policy on Syria is going to be. They care about how America is perceived in the world and how America carries itself in the world. And the high point of that debate for Romney is when he devastatingly leveled the charge of Obama going around the world on an apology tour. Obama's answer was, ask any reporter and they will tell you it wasn't so. It's about the weakest answer and you can get. And Romney's response was to say, to quote Obama saying that we dictate to other nations, and Romney said, we do not dictate to other nations, we liberate them. And Obama was utterly speechless. Obama, so that's the large picture, America strong, America respected. What Obama did is he kept interrupting, interjecting, and his responses were almost all very small, petty attacks. The lowest was when he's talking about sanctions on Iran. When I was working on sanctions, you were investing in a company in China. I mean, that's the kind of attack you expect from a guy who's running for city council for the first time. That's not what you expect from a president, a personal attack about an investment when you're talking about Iran. I thought Romney had the day. He looked presidential. The president did not, and that's the impression I think that's going to be left.
All right, so what do you think? What was your impression? If you're on the fence, that's what I'd like to discuss. Being on the fence and then having to make a decision, did last night help you or not? 800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls on this in general, the debates and the presidential race. I want to get two more excerpts, though, from two more talk shows that we monitor. That's how it works here on the Countdown. We monitor a number of stations and programs, hosts, and this is one of the shows that we listened to last night where Tim Conway Jr. and Aaron Bender talked about the likelihood that more people were watching sports last night than the presidential debate.
Not much movement here, and not a lot of people actually ended up looking at this debate because there's a football game going on. You've got Detroit and Chicago playing football.
Mm-hmm.
That takes care of most of the Midwest. And then you have baseball, another Midwest, I don't know if Missouri is a swing state or not, but you've got Missouri, you've got St. Louis, and San Francisco tied up in a game 7. So I would bet, Bender, that there were probably more people watching one or the other sporting event than watching this debate.
I would not be surprised.
Because it was on, it's on international politics, and again, nobody really cares much about international politics. I know people are going to call up and say, oh, you're crazy, you're a moron, it is the soul, we're the police of the country, of the world. Yeah, I understand all that, but you know what, ultimately, people want to know if they're going to get themselves a Doritos taco for free. If there's a stolen base in the World Series, everybody in America gets a Doritos taco for free.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It bothers me that you do.
And there's been, I think, what, 108 World Series or so? I think that's the right number.
Sure.
And there's only been one World Series without a stolen base. Only one.
Wow.
So if everybody, I'm going to look that up right now, because you know what? That's more important than who won or lost the debate.
Agreed or disagreed? 800-510-8255. We'll wrap up our talk show coverage by listening to Veronica Robinson with Charlie Matheson from Politico.com about the surprises in the debate.
We've got exactly 2 weeks to go before the election. This was President Obama and Mitt Romney's last face-to-face meeting before November 6th. How do you think it went? Less confrontational than last week's debate?
Well, I think it was in the same ballpark in terms of the level of confrontation. President Obama went on the attack from the beginning, so if you were scoring the debate at home, you probably thought that the president won, and that's something that several snap polls reported by the cable networks reported not long after the debate.
Now, what is it that each one of these men needed to do tonight when it comes to influencing voters before the election?
Well, I think rule number one, Veronica, was no gaffes. Nobody wanted to really change the narrative or alter the trajectory of the race this late in the campaign, but I think both sides will probably be able to argue that they accomplished their goals. The president was able to show the Democratic base that he's got the fire that was missing from the first debate in Denver, while at the same time, Romney's play it safe strategy showed the kind of reserve and caution that the campaign wanted to show in the hopes of convincing swing voters that he has something of a presidential temperament and demeanor, and that he could go toe-to-toe with the president on foreign policy.
Mitt Romney changed something tonight, his idea, his concept when it comes to ending the war in Afghanistan, pulling troops out. Were you surprised that he backed President Obama's plan to pull American troops out of Afghanistan by the end of 2014? He had previously been critical of setting a timeline.
Right. Well, there was also more of that than you might have expected tonight. The what you heard out of Mitt Romney was a lot more agreement than you might have expected, given the level of criticism from the campaign about the Obama national security policy and foreign policy. And so that was something of a surprise, the dialing back of the rhetoric and the acknowledging of agreements on certain issues.
All right. So that's enough from the talk host perspective. Let's get some of your thoughts. Calls coming up on the presidential debate and what it did for you, if anything. 800-510-8255 here on The Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time now for your calls on the debate and the race. Alice in Florida. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air live.
Yes. They were saying that Mitt Romney was agreeing with the president. Well, if he's going to agree with him, I think he should let the president back in there his second term so that he can finish what he was doing. Because if you're going to be agreeing and then before that, you don't agree. You when you get in there, it's gonna be a different story. So I think we should keep on the course that we're on. Okay. And thank you very much.
And you're welcome very much. Thank you, Jim. Another Floridian on President Obama.
I'm just very, really proud of President Obama, and I just hope he can get four more years because we're not going to be able to change 10 years in 4 years. And I just really believe that President Obama is the best ticket for the United States. And, I mean, if all the big corporate companies are shutting down and sabotaging the economy, I mean, you can't expect a turnaround. That's what Obama means by, you know, the rich helping out a little bit more. I mean, these guys are sabotaging the economy, and I'm a perfect example of a failed work comp system here in Florida where the insurance companies are making all the laws.
800-510-8255. I might remind you, Jim, that the insurance lobby was one of the three major players in crafting the health care reform bill that was passed, the so-called Obamacare. Ron, another Floridian, doesn't agree with Jim.
I think Governor Romney won hands down all these debates because I have been out of work ever since the beginning of this year, trying desperately to get back. And, you know, I am waiting for a brand new president because I believe and I know in my own heart that Governor Romney will help the middle class. We don't need Obama for another 4 years. He has ruined this country. The American people need to wake up and vote Republican for Governor Romney, the next president of the United States.
All right. I don't know if we need more Republicans. We need, I guess, people who know how to think and make things right, and that may be more Romney's suit. The Republicans are coming to his side, however. As you've noticed, Tyrone is in Louisiana with a thought on both candidates.
I thought the debate kind of lagged off of the questions that Mr. Sheeple was asking because it got so much away from the foreign policy, which I thought was the focus, and they started talking about the domestic economy. And I just trying to tie that in to what the questions was, and I don't think either candidate really stuck with it. They kept going back to the economy. And if you do that, I mean, I know Mr. Obama had a hard time when he had a bad hand when he came into office, but I doubt neither candidate really focused on the questions Mr. Sheeple was asking. And I'm still up in arms about who should really be the president because I didn't hear him once speak about Benghazi. And that's the question I was looking for.
Well, other people were looking for that question to be answered, too, so that's a good point, sir. Thank you. More of your calls on the debate, presidential race coming up in the final few minutes of our countdown today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who was accurate and who was not? We're reviewing the debate on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 800-510-8255. Specifics or just generalities? A lot of folks have general comments, like Margie calling into the countdown from California.
I think that actions speak louder than words. I think Obama's actions over the last 4 years have shown what he is capable of with our country, and that if he's elected another 4 years, that our country may not be able to recover. And I think Romney's actions in his state alone shows that his schools were number one, and I think that Romney should be our next president.
Interesting what people are looking for here in terms of the way to catch the gotcha. Did you say something that wasn't right? Yada, yada. The fact checkers on to that. Also, I noticed someone who actually analyzed the gestures of the two gentlemen that were on the podium. 800-510-8255. Brenda in Kentucky watching well as well.
I want to say that I have watched all three debates, and I have thoroughly enjoyed them. I think I cannot believe that people are so naive to believe that the president has not done everything he can in these last 4 years to make a better America for us. I think Obamacare is probably one of the most fantastic things that he has done. And has accomplished. I've been a registered nurse for going on 33 years, and I've seen patients go through a lot, and I think this is one of the best accomplishments that America has had.
I'm still looking at some of the polls here. Most important one, as everybody says, kind of corny, will be the poll on November the 6th. Tim in Massachusetts liked Obama's sincerity.
I think President Obama is very sincere, you know, very great, great, likable person. But, you know, I'm for Romney. I think he has a future, you know, outlook for the country. And like I said, Obama is a sincere man. He really is. But Romney has the outlook for the country, especially tonight with the, you know, the foreign policy. I don't think Obama is really knowledgeable about the foreign policy, and has made some mistakes in economics, too.
800-510-8255. His advice. You all have to, if you're doing something like this, you got to have good advice. And I think always in the, pretty much the entire four-year connection these people have had to running the government, there have been many questions and concerns about the advisors around Mr. Obama. Here's a New Yorker named Ariel on Obama.
Personally, I think Obama did very well tonight. I think out of all three presidential debates, this by far was his strongest showing. He was extremely presidential. He was direct, to the point, straightforward, and very assertive. He called out Romney on some of his equivocations with such prowess and such being so polite that it was almost admirable to watch our president continue to defend his policies of the last 4 years. I have no regret or remorse in saying that I'll gladly support him on November 6th.
800-510-8255. Difference, how is the nine states, remember, that are looking to, well, the two candidates looking to try to sway voters there. Michael in Ohio says his state determines who the next president will be.
Ohio is the state that's going to determine. But if you remember back to the other election, the previous one, this is where all that acorn stuff went on. This is where all the people were charged with putting in votes two and three and four times, people they couldn't even find that were putting in votes. Well, I got news for you. Obama's already had the buses on the college campuses here. They've already been giving their secret promises and all this stuff out of their mouth to get these votes for the early voting. They're already using and doing all the illegal tactics they can do to get Obama back in, who has done nothing but lied since he has been in office. They try to call Mitt Romney a liar. They try to make him look bad just because he's made it well in the financial world. Tell me, when you have all the money already, why would someone want to take a $400,000 to $500,000 a job to be in the sight of a rifle all the rest of your life, your family in peril, worrying about being kidnapped, worrying about being bombed or dying to be the president of the United States?
Rob in Arizona has a good final take on this.
My name is Rob, and I'm a sixth grade teacher actually in Arizona. Our house is in an upside-down mortgage, and I found it rather insulting that President Obama would state that he understands where everything is coming from, because I feel at his salary rate, he doesn't understand where the American person is at. I'm a registered independent, and I initially was looking at either candidate, but at this point, I would have to say that I would put my vote towards Romney.
All right, there it is, another hour of discussion here. Thanks for your...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.